The gospel reading today is our Lord calls himself the gate for the sheep. We recognize that a sheep pen in the ancient world would have been kind of a walled-in, rounded area or square, doesn't matter, but it would have a gateway. And if somebody wants to go over the wall, which wouldn't make a whole lot of sense, you're not going to bring your sheep into the sheepfold by throwing them over the wall, nor are you going to bring them out of the sheepfold by carrying them over the wall. Therefore, he says, anybody who comes in some other way other than the gate, obviously is not the shepherd, and they come only to steal and to destroy. And the reason for that is because the shepherd would sleep in the gate. There wasn't necessarily an actual gate on the sheepfold. There was an opening, and then the shepherd would sleep in that opening, and that would keep the sheep safe, and they would keep them inside. And so if anybody wanted to come in some other way, meaning that they had to bypass the shepherd, they're obviously not somebody with good intent. You could have two or three different shepherds with their flocks that would be in the same sheepfold, but they're all going to enter through the gate. So that's the point that he's making. Now we look at this then from another perspective and we say, all right, our Lord told us that no one comes to the Father except through him. There is no going over the wall of heaven. We even sometimes hear that little story about how Jesus condemned somebody and then Mary opened a window and the person got in. It's like, that isn't going to happen. Our Lady's not going to do something other than the will of God. I mean, it's a wonderful idea that showing the mercy of our Blessed Lady, but to suggest that somehow Our Lady is even more merciful than God when God is infinitely merciful doesn't make any sense. There is only one way. And if we don't enter through Jesus, there is no other way in. And that's the part that we need to understand. If anybody is going to try to get into heaven in any other way than Jesus Christ, he's a thief and a marauder. He comes only to steal and destroy. Because even if somebody wants to be able to say, well, I want to go to heaven, but I don't want Jesus, it's like, then why would you want to go to heaven? What's heaven going to be except the worship of Jesus Christ? Union with our blessed Lord. Obviously, the worship of the Holy Trinity. But there is Jesus. So if you don't want Jesus, you don't want to be in heaven. Why would you want to go in any other way? Now, you might look at it from a different perspective and say, well, I'd want to go over the wall because I'm scared. I don't want to have to confess my sins. I don't want to have to face Jesus as my judge because, my goodness, my soul is not what it ought to be. If that's the case, then listen to what he said. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly. He didn't come to condemn. He came to redeem. He came to bring us life. And the only way we're going to have abundant life is if we have his life, because that's the only one that's abundant. And that's what he wants to give us. And so we don't need to be afraid of him. It is true that he is our judge, but if our sins have been forgiven and he's the one who forgave them, they're gone. Remember, they're not on your soul anymore. If they've been forgiven, they are gone. Destroyed. You will not hear about them when you stand before him on the day of judgment. So you don't need to be afraid of Jesus. Unless you're unrepentant of your sins, in which case trying to climb over the wall isn't going to work anyway. So there is only one way. And so the key for us now is to be able to look at this and say, okay, what does this mean for me? To have life more abundantly. What does this mean for me to be the gate, to enter through the gate because Jesus is the gate? Well, it means, number one, as our Lord said, that his sheep know him. They hear his voice, they recognize him, they follow him. We need to draw near to Jesus. If he recognizes us as one of his own, praise the Lord. We've got nothing to worry about. We've got the best shepherd in the world. He's going to call us by name. I mean, think about that, what it said. He leads out his own and he calls them by name and he follows them. He knows you. You're not just some generic, well, I guess there are 8 billion people on the earth and there's another one. No, he knows you. He knows your name. He knows you. He calls you by name. You're not just another person. You are a unique individual whom he loves. And he wants you to love him, because that's how you're going to have abundant life. And so it's to draw near to him, because then when it comes to him sleeping in the gateway, if somehow or another you didn't get into the sheepfold when you were supposed to, he's going to recognize you as one of his own. He's going to get up and he's going to bring you into the sheepfold. If you're going to think that, again, a silly idea, but if you were a sheep and there's a wall, how are you going to climb it? Unless you're a mountain goat, I don't know how that's going to work. And he didn't say that you were a goat. That's for a different class of people. He said you're a sheep. Sheep don't climb walls. So it's a foolish idea to try. Just come to him. If you are afraid, all I can try to do is reassure you, you have nothing to fear, because he came to forgive your sins. He came to redeem your soul. He came to call you to himself. He doesn't want to repel you. He doesn't want to reject you, and he's not going to. If you reject him, well, yeah, then he'll say, I don't know you. But if you are putting your trust in him and you're coming to him, you're opening your heart to him, you're trying to get close to him and to love him, he will recognize you as one of his own. And you might look at it and think, well, but I don't love him very well, or I'm not doing what I ought as well as I should. That's not the point. When he sees that you're making the effort, you're trying, that's what he's looking for. And obviously he wants us to keep trying more and more and more. He doesn't want us to get lukewarm and just sit on our laurels and think, oh, I've got it made because I know who Jesus is. No, no, no. We want to know Jesus. He knows us. He doesn't just know who we are. He knows us. He wants us to know him. His heart is wide open to each and every one of us to enter in, to get to know him, to love him. That's what he's inviting us to. And so don't be afraid. And if you are afraid because perhaps there's a situation maybe where you've been hurt or abused or whatever it may be, and so you're afraid, then the way to handle that is to start with whomever it is that you feel comfortable with. Maybe you feel comfortable with our Blessed Lady. Maybe there's an angel or a saint that you feel comfortable with. Go to that person. They will bring you to Jesus. They will be there with you when you go to Jesus. They're not going to abandon you. Then once you're there with the Lord, then that angel or saint will pull back so that you can just get accustomed to being with the Lord. But if there's fear, if there's whatever's in the way, then go to where you're comfortable and let that person bring you to the Lord. That's what matters, is that you can come to know Jesus, because he's the gate. The joy that our Lord will have when you come to him is unspeakable. That's what you will experience. He's not going to reject you. He's not going to tell you to get out. He's not going to call you names. He's not going to do anything negative to you. His heart is wide open to you. So as he said, in fact, remember there are 365 times where it says, be not afraid, or fear not, or something along those lines. One for every single day. That's what Jesus is telling you. Don't be afraid. Come to me. Come to my heart. I want you to know me because I want you to love me as I love you. Then, when we stand before him on the day of judgment, not only will we have nothing to fear, we're going to run to the one that we love. We know him. He's our shepherd. And our hearts are going to be open to him the same way that is open to us. And he will be able to recognize you as one of his own, call you by name, and bring you in. And at that point, not only will you have life, but you will truly have it abundantly.